Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It may be the end of the line for that huge Ferris wheel still under construction on Staten Island.
Wall Street Journal reporter Peter Grant has been working this story and is on our news line. Peter, what's the latest with the New York wheel?
Well, the latest is that the developers are on the verge of throwing in the towel. They've been talking to the city all summer long about getting a tax-exempt bond financing to keep the project going and to get back to work because it's been stalled. But they just got the word from the city that the answer is no, and they say without that, they're ready to give up.
How did the New York wheel get so over budget?
I think it was an ambitious project to begin with. These observation wheels have a history of going over costs. The two developers who are behind it, although they're really savvy in commercial real estate, this is their first attempt at this, and they just ran into a lot of problems with their contractor, and they're both suing each other in court right now. So it's just been a big mess.
So if they do pull the plug, what happens to that huge Ferris wheel and the rest of the retail and entertainment complex they were planning there?
Well, that's an excellent question. As far as the Ferris wheel goes, I think they're just going to scrap it and see what kind of price they can get for all the various parts that are right now sitting in warehouses all around the world. The retail is probably going to continue to be built. The park is mostly finished. The parking garage is finished, but they're just not going to have the anchor attraction that they were hoping for.
I got to believe somebody is losing money on this deal. Who would that be?
Well, you're absolutely right. And it's the two main developers, Lloyd Goldman and Jeff Feil. They're not big-name developers in New York, but they're among the billionaires you've never heard about, and they usually don't make big mistakes like this. But they've already put more than $200 million of their own money. Also, EB-5 investors, this program where you can get green cards for investing, those type of investors from China have invested over $200 million in this, and a good portion of them might face some pretty sad consequences.
Amazing story. Wall Street Journal reporter Peter Grant. Peter, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.